Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What happens today and for the remainder of this week is probably the most important decisions that we've been a part of in our lifetime as college football fans. It's probably it. I mean, it boils down to this being the most important week in the history of college football, at least from our perspective. I'm sure you could go back decades in the past and find other decisions that have been equally as important. But for the foreseeable future and the viability of a lot of athletic departments, what these conferences decide to do over the next couple of days, it can't be overstated how important it is.
Yeah, it's very important, Andy. And I know that 18 and 24, yes, they're young adults. When I say the adults, I'm talking about the people that have the decision to make if there's going to be college football. These players don't have no decision in it. They can decide they don't want to play it. They do say there's college football. But when I say the adults, I'm talking about the administrators, because those are the ones that are going to determine if there's football or not, not the players. The players don't have a choice whether there's football or not. They can decide if there is football they want to play or not, but they don't have any choice. They can't go form their own league and go play. If the Big Ten comes out and says there's no college football this year, I don't care what Justin Fields says or does. They're not going to play college football. Should they what?
Should the, because this has been something.
Hell yeah, they should have a say.
They should?
Yes. Why can't they have a say? Because the reason why I say they should have the say is because they're the ones that are ultimately going to be out there playing. So hell yeah, if I'm going to be out there playing the game, hell yeah, I should have a say. But unfortunately, because it's amateurism like the NCAA likes to throw in everybody's face, they don't have that voice. They have a voice, but they don't have an impact voice of, okay, well, we're going to go play. We're going to go play. They don't have that choice.
I'm asking that not from the perspective of should college athletes have a voice at the table. Of course they should. And hopefully this process leads to that. Like, we talked a bit about this yesterday. Like, what we're going through right now in college football is pretty clearly pointing out some of the flaws in the system of college football. Hopefully this is an opportunity to address some of those issues. Like, you know, you could play right now if the players were getting paid, or at least it would be a lot easier for people to pallet players, because the NFL is going to play and other professional leagues are playing. And I mean, I guess we could stick our heads in the sand and pretend that college athletics, Power Five college athletics, aren't professional sports, but they are.
Yeah.
Everything else about it is professional, except for the fact that the athletes don't get paid what they're supposed to get paid. But what I mean by that is, and the coaches too, like, yes, I think that they all should have a voice in what happens here with the college football season. Yeah. But at the end of the day, shouldn't the decision be made by health officials? Like, Trevor Lawrence wants to play, Trevor Lawrence isn't an expert on disease. Like, of course he wants to play. He's a football player.
That's what we do. Like, play football.
Of course he does.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!